Hey everyone, Justin here with today's Business Talk podcast coming to you from Atlanta. Today we will be talking about how some of the lessons in my most recent college entrepreneurship class can relate and translate to the real world. I know many students who believe that all classes we take won't relate to or transfer to the real world when trying to get a job. For the entrepreneurship class I took, that is not the case. As most of you know, I work for Anthem here in Atlanta. We are a pest control company. Most companies spend their marketing budget on commercials and billboards, but here at Anthem, we spend our marketing budget on sales commissions paid to a door-to-door salesman. I will be talking from personal experience and how I have already started using the skills I learned in class in the real world at Anthem. In class, we had a quick pitch assignment where we came up with a product or service and had to pitch it to the whole class. This short pitch I came up with had to catch my audience's attention. As I was pitching to a class full of college students, I came up with a product that made a college student's lives easier. It was a learning management system that had all the students' assignments listed out in spots, not spread out over multiple different websites. When they heard it was something that would benefit them, they listened in closely. It is a key to know your audience. I have a job in sales where I go door to door. If I don't catch the homeowner's attention in the first couple of seconds, I'm getting a door slammed right in my face with no chance to even make the sale. So another part about the pitch is that it must be short. If it is too long, you will lose your audience's attention. In my case, when I am trying to make a sale and pitch someone, from experience, it is easier to make a sale when I get straight to the point, right? Because by the end of my sales pitch, they are still keen to listening. If I didn't have their attention throughout the whole pitch, chances are they're going to cut me off and tell me they're not interested. Or when I do finish, they don't even know what I was talking about and they back out. Another huge point of the quick pitch was to be professional. In the real world especially, as us young college adults graduating, if you are interviewed for a job and have the same exact resume as the guy next to you, but say you're more professional, chances are you're going to get that job. In door-to-door sales world, that is 100% true as well. I sell in a saturated area of door-to-door salesmen, selling anything from solar panels to Girl Scout cookies, or even other competing companies selling pest control. And I know when I'm knocking on someone's door that they've already been knocked on multiple times in the past couple months. So I come up and I'm more professional than anybody else that's knocked on their door, and it could have even been another pest control company. But they come out knocking on their door, they're not as professional as I am. So when I get up, I get that sale, and I believe that's what helped me become the number one top sales guy in my company this previous year. So this here is just a couple short points that have significantly helped me in my career, and they have came all from my entrepreneurship class. This just proves that if you pay attention in class and truly try to learn, you can incorporate a little bit from each class. Thanks for listening, and I hope you guys tune in next time to Justin's Business Talk. Thank you.